out there, this is FYI Politics, Rock the Vote Native Style on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. This is a pretty exciting day for us, and we're going to be taking over Brett's show here on Tuesdays for a while, and we really want to get rocking the vote out Native Style and all the things that we can do. And all our allies out there listening on AM 950 that can help us, whether it's driving somebody to the polling place, helping them get signed up to vote, we're just really going to be pushing it here on Rock the Vote Native Style. We have a super special guest. Ilhan Omar is going to be on at around 2:30 today. But first, I want to really... my partner in crime here with this Rock the Vote Native Style, I want to get Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 up and talking to us and what's going on. Welcome, Nancy. I know you're a busy person.
Oh, yes, yes. And thanks for having me today. And this is exciting day today for us because it's our way of having the shout out for Rock the Vote Native Style. And again, I'm the Northern Organizer for Minnesota 350, and we were fortunate to receive some support and funding from Minnesota Voice, and we have great partners like Rock the Vote. And I wanted to share a little background of Rock the Vote, and I found this on their website, and so I would like to share their background so it'll show us how awesome this organization is and the great support that they're going to give us. And so I'm looking forward to this campaign that we're going to be launching here and getting our Native people involved in the voting process, because we have to remember our vote is our voice, and we're still here, and we're going to show them that by rocking the vote Native Style. Right, Robert?
That's right. We have a lot of plans, and I think we should talk about a few of them. We're going to have a web page for people can land, and what else are we going to be doing? We're going to be doing a lot of stuff in the community. Fill everybody in for me, Nancy.
Right. So I want to start off first by sharing a little bit of background of Rock the Vote, and then some of the steps that will be taking place in order for us to create this awesome space that you and I are talking about today. So anyways, Rock the Vote was founded in 1990, and it's a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization aimed at building the long-term political power of the diverse youth generation through voter registration, education, and mobilization, and reducing barriers to participate by modernizing the civic process and protecting their right to vote. Rock the Vote has revolutionized the use of culture, technology, and media to combine online and on-the-ground efforts to fulfill mission and increase youth civic participation. The organization pioneered the use of technology in 1999 and continues to innovate and provide its civic technology resources and tailored direct voter contact messaging to more than 1,000 organizations. And that sounds so awesome, 1,000 organizations. We are building power. Together, Rock the Vote and its partners have added nearly 9 million new voters to the rolls, turning them out between 30 and 40 points higher than the national youth average by deploying research-based strategies that include customized, interactive voter contact and step-by-step guidance to help new voters participate for the first time. Rock the Vote leverages its expertise, resources, relationships to empower local, state, and national groups and youth-led movements. The organization is building on its long-standing record of working with corporate partners to create a culture of civic engagement by reaching young people where they are with messages that resonate and inform that power that empowers them to become lifelong civic participants. So we have a lot of our youth, you know, even I remember being a young Native, and I don't remember the elections being so important to me, but we know in this time and age, Robert, that voting is going to save us. So
yeah.
Our work, you know, at Rock the Vote Native Style is going to be a space that's created through a website. And on that website, we're going to have links to our canvassers like myself that will be out here in northern Minnesota reaching out to our people on our reservations that would probably otherwise not have access to voting if people like myself didn't show up and remind them how important voting is. It's not in our position to tell people who to vote for. We are a nonpartisan effort here, but most importantly, we just got to get people to register to vote and explain why that's important. So the website in itself will also create a link that will give people the opportunity to find another space where we, people like you and myself and people that really want to take our vote a little bit further and show up in spaces where we normally don't show up, because we have to remind ourselves if we're not at the table, we are what's being served. So, you know, we know that like past elections, we got out and we voted, but our words still fell on deaf ears. So what we've learned from that is that we have to take that one step further, and we need to build on political people power. And by doing that, we have to create that space. So we're looking forward to doing talk radio, public service announcements, some creative webinars, and a lot of exciting things that will engage our people to participate in our voting processes here in Minnesota. And we have to remember, you know, that the local elections are probably just as important as the state elections or the federal elections, and we have to keep in mind that these are our communities and that we do need to show up on primary, you know, elections as well, not just the general elections. So, yeah, there's a lot of education to teach, and so I think putting this website together and getting the support from Minnesota Voice and MN350 and Rock the Vote has really given us that opportunity to make sure that the Native community is engaged in this election 2020.
Well, what I think is exciting, Nancy, is that we're going to have a lot in up north where you are in the deep north, like, you know, the deep south. You're up in the deep north. We have a lot of Native people stepping up and running for office, and we know how important, and we'll have them on this show too.
Right. So, you know, that would be the Bemidji City Council. We have Audrey Thayer and Laura Fairbanks, and we have Joey Peltier running for those offices. And then on the commission, Beltrami County Commissioner side, we have our incumbent, Tim Sumner, and we need to reelect him. And then we have Christian Taylor Johnson also running for the Beltrami County Commissioner, and I think that would be Ward 2. I always get these wards and districts messed up, Robert, these numbers, you know, just so much going on.
No, your pet bird's trying to tell you.
Yeah, so, you know what, it's awesome, though, to see our Native people stepping up, and we've seen great people here in Minnesota do a lot of good work for us on the legislative side just by, you know, taking the time to figure out how the political system works and how do we show up. And there's, you know, people out there willing to teach us how to show up and how to be candidates, and so we have to really think about supporting those people that make the time to show up, because they show up because they want to speak for us, Robert, and make a stand for our rights as Native people, and especially here in northern Minnesota, because we're surrounded by a lot of Trump fans and a lot of Line 3, people that favor Line 3, and so we're kind of outnumbered up here, and mm-hmm. the 3-2 majority vote always seems to, you know, take away our voice, and so having Native candidates showing up is really hopeful, and I think we have a lot of, you know, messaging to put out there to remind people, hey, show up for these people. And if they don't make, not all of them will have a primary race, but some of them will. But if they don't make the primary, they don't get to go into the general election. So that's why I stress the primaries can be, you know, just as important as the general election, you know. So
yeah,
I would hope people would get out August 11th and if you visit Rock the Vote website, there's a lot of good information on that website and how to register to vote and how to get involved. So I encourage people, you know, to take a look at the website and see what's there for them, because some people do want to volunteer. We got the awesome Emma Needham who reached out the other day and says, I want to volunteer. And it's like, wow, you know.
And we all know who Emma is. She's on Native Roots Radio and also the symposium that we have on Tuesday nights. Just give a quick shout out at 7 o'clock on Facebook Live. Tonight we're going to have a whole bunch of candidates from all over Turtle Island and that are running for office, Native people, and we want to support them. When we get I'm inviting everyone to tune into that, and that's on Native Radio I'm Awake Facebook page, and we shoot that out, and we get a good following there, and then it's rebroadcast on AM 950. I got to take a quick short break here, Nancy, but let me just say a couple quick things before we break. One is we want to give a shout out to AM 950 for giving us opportunity to be on the radio and talking about the Native vote and Native candidates, and how I've met so many people that listen to AM 950 and they're our allies, and we need all the allies we can get. And so it's and also for Brett letting us squeeze in on his show, FYI Politics. We're really appreciative. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back with you, Nancy. And today we're going to have Ilham Omar on, so we have a few questions to ask her, and we need all the people to support us that we can. So we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Finding the right lawyer is incredibly stressful. It can be tough to know even where to start. Don't just run an internet search for an attorney. Start with the Minnesota Lawyer Referral and Information Service, an enhanced program of the Hennepin and Ramsey County Bar Associations. They'll connect you with over 200 thoroughly vetted, qualified attorneys practicing in over 50 areas of law. Call 612-752-6699 or go to mnlawyerreferral.org. The right call for the right lawyer.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Whether it's storm damage from the past or a new issue that's popped up over the years, Snap Construction is the company we trust for all roofing, siding, windows, and exterior construction needs. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, and window company in the metro. Ryan has worked with many of our listeners and is excited to help more.
Thank you to all the listeners we have worked with and all the listeners at AM 950 that we haven't had the opportunity to work with yet. This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. Safety of our homeowners and our team at Snap Construction has always been the utmost priority. We are still offering free, no-contact estimates. This summer at Snap Construction, we've rolled out a new referral program. Mention AM950 and we'll make a donation to the station in your name. Together, we can all work to ensure AM950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. Call for your free estimate today. 612-333-SNAP, 612-333-SNAP.
Hi, I'm Scott Peterson with the Minnesota News Network, inviting you to join us for Minnesota Matters, a weekly program covering everything that matters in the North Star State. This week, the mask mandate. Minnesota suicide rates are on the rise. Talking Heads drummer Chris France shares a few memories of Minnesota and his close calls with Bob Dylan, and Twins TV broadcaster Dick Bramer has a preview of the shortened baseball season. Tune us in right here or at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.
Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950.
During July, Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is offering $700 off new energy-efficient air conditioners with payments as low as $50 a month or 0% financing. No doubt that's a great offer, but is it a hot deal or cool savings? Either way, you'll be escaping the latest summer heat wave in cool comfort. Find out more about these great savings on a new air conditioner at standardheating.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
We're all listening to FYI Politics Rock the Boat Native Style. And I have Nancy Bolio, who's the coordinator of the state version of this. And I'm going to be working intensely with her, getting the word out. I just want to give a quick couple shout outs over there. We got Jace Rowe, who already hashtag rock the boat Native Style, and he digs it. Facebook is going crazy right now. I appreciate Gary sharing this out. Nancy, this is exciting opening to our show, and we're going to have Ilhan Omar on in a few minutes. And so this is really exciting for me that this is taking off right now, and we're going to be doing great things. And our allies and all our Native people out there on Turtle Island are going to be supporting us and by rocking the boat Native style.
Right, right. I'm excited too, Robert. And I just wanted to reflect a little bit about being that youthful, neglectful voter back in the day. And one of the reasons why I didn't really vote, because I didn't have these kind of resources that we are going to make available to our people. And social media is a big help to that. And support from people like Nicole at Minnesota 350, who happens to be our field manager for this project. So she's taken on a lot of responsibility while our executive director stepped out for a leave for a while. So big kudos to Nicole for making behind-the-scenes stuff happen so we can show up in places like this. And I also want to just give a big shout-out to Mr. Robert Pilot for creating spaces like this for us to get the media out there, the messaging out in the media sense. And by saying that, I mean I wouldn't know a lot of these candidates, and I'd probably not want to vote if I didn't know who the candidates were and what their values were and did they align with my values. So I think creating the webinars and some of the talk shows that we've been throwing out there on social media have been really effective, and it'll help our people make those informed decisions and show support for our Native candidates and our BIPOC communities that might be running as well, that align with us and can understand and resonate with you know, what we go through as a Native community. So I feel it's really, really a good place to be, is with your show and our relationship with some of the other nonprofits that are giving us this opportunity. So I encourage all of the listeners to really, really share and share far and wide, and talk with your family and your neighbors, and stress the importance of why we have to vote this time in bigger numbers than ever before, because we have to look at our population per state, and we have enough enrollment to win campaigns if we show up. And that's why it's important that we need to register to vote and rock that vote Native style, because it's a good way to remind them, too, that we're still here and we're going to start showing up. And by showing up, we seek justice when we show up. And we're going to do that by building healthy relationship with elected officials and being part of the conversation and the decision-making process. And so that's why I feel it's important to not just vote, but use that voice in the best way we know how, because that's how we build political people power, is by showing up and supporting the candidates that ran for office and that are going to win, Robert, because we're going to show up and we're going to help them win. And then after that, we're just going to show up to the meetings and support them. And we see that happening with the Beltrami County Commission. You know, we got one Native guy, and we just started showing up, and we have a lot of work to do. But, you know, he appreciates the people showing up because it gives him more support and issues that he feels he needs to bring forward. So when we show up, it's like this building that power that we talk about, and that it's a good feeling, Robert. It really is, and I think we can build on that, and I think that's our goal here.
Hey, we're here with Nancy Bolio of MN350 and also coordinator of Rock the Boat Native Style. And I'm excited for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons that I've learned in this process that being on the air and talking to people and getting more involved is that the Native American vote could turn every state blue that was red, and all those really important states like Michigan. And if we show up and vote, and that's why it's really important that we're and you're running this organization, and that it's really important that we get out and rock the boat. There's one thing I want to say that was brought up on the chat here too. We just can't go without saying this, is one, census, all our native people and everybody, please, 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 this funding comes to us, we need to be counted, and the census is very important. We have to talk about that. And then also I want to just, do a quick, we have also on AM950, we have a show called Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, which is on Saturdays, 1 to 3. And that's, Nancy's on the show too. And we have about 7 or 8 guests that come on and speak their truth every week and give us updates. Then, of course, Pilots Progressive Party. We're going to have a lot of people on Wednesday, a lot of politicians speaking their truth and a lot of Native politicians, but this is really exciting. We have a big kickoff here, Nancy, and I'm just excited that we have this capacity to bring the truth. And we really, with your leadership and MN350's leadership, this is going to be a very successful campaign that you're starting.
Right, right. And the next week, maybe just a little bit longer than that, we should be launching our website, Rock the Vote Native Style. With a big thank you to you again, Mr. Pilot, for the design. It's going to be just powerful in itself just by the visuals that it has on there. And if you can connect to that, you can connect to the work that we do. And so that's how I feel with the webinars, of listening to the candidates. They share their power through their messaging, and it inspires me to continue to do the work I do by reaching out to other people and saying, hey, we need to get out and vote and support these awesome candidates, because they're not going to win without our votes, you know, and they really need our support, right? Because that's who we are, everything that they're trying to represent in the legislation, you know, in the big meetings, local meetings, state meetings, federal meetings. And so we really need to support our candidates by showing up, and I can't stress that enough. So I'm, again, excited. I think there's going to be a lot of good energy. I think there's going to be a lot of relationship building amongst our people in Turtle Island here. We're going to meet new friends, and we're going to build on that power, and we're going to build on community, and we're going to turn these states blue, right, Robert?
That's right. Vote blue no matter who, and you can take that one step, because I think one of the important things to remember, too, is that once we get people in, we still have to make them accountable, too, and we all know that. So by building power, we're able to say, hey, you know, we voted for you, and we can vote you out too. So there's a lot of things that go along. There's a lot of roots in this trunk that we're trying to build here, and with everybody's help that listens to this station.
Right, and you know, I just support what you just said, and thank you for sharing that, Robert.
Well, thanks for being on. So, Nancy, hold on with us just in case Ilhan is a little behind. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style via FYI Politics, and we're going to be right back after this short break with Ilhan Omar or Nancy Bolio.
We are a Lusa Nation.
If you're looking to save money on your home or building improvement project, check out Better Futures Minnesota's reuse retail warehouse in South Minneapolis. We carry salvaged building materials such as cabinetry, flooring, plumbing fixtures, appliances, lighting, and more, saving you money and saving the planet by keeping these items out of the landfill, by giving them another life. Selections change daily, and we also take donations. Go to betterfuturesminnesota.com and look under Reuse Warehouse to learn more. Let us know AM950 sent you.
Join over 300,000 Minnesota families by choosing Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist. Our customers have helped us be very good at selling, installing, and servicing appliances. We work hard to earn your business. Choose Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist.
Minnehaha Falls Landscaping creates outdoor environments that grow beauty and support health and wellness. We provide everything needed for people and pollinators to grow healthy together in the home landscape. Contact us for landscape renovations, patios, walkways, retaining walls, butterfly gardens, rain gardens, and bee lawns. Minnehaha Falls Landscaping is a business rooted in healthy soil. we rely on soil health to beautify landscapes, restore ecosystems, and protect pollinators. We love sharing our soil secrets with everyone. Visit us at MinnehahaFallsLandscape.com.
Hey, Cudahy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 85. Tonight, clear with a low around 62. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 84. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 82.
Don't miss the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday only at the Maple Grove Community Center, featuring up to 150 home improvement companies, giveaways, and more. It's the Home Improvement and Design Expo this Saturday at the Maple Grove Community Center. See it all at expoguys.com. That's expoguys.com.
Wow, what an exciting opening day here at FYI Politics, Rock the Vote, Native Style. We are so, so pleased to have Ilhan Omar on, a U.S. House Representative. Welcome to our new show, Ilhan. I'm so excited to have you on.
It's so great to be here with you. How are you?
Really good, really good. Last time I saw you, we had it was the gala at AM 950, and I got my awesome selfie. So I have a couple questions for you, seeing that this is kind of a Native-centric show now, and I hope you'll be able to answer them for me. And I'm going to jump right into a couple questions here. And as more states develop MMIW task force, the public has become more aware of the issues facing Native Americans. What are your thoughts regarding Savannah's Act? And why are you not a co-sponsor of the bill? And what is your vote?
That's a really good question. I think the Savannah Act is an important component of that, and we look forward to co-authoring it. As you know, oftentimes there are many pieces of legislation, and even when you send in the request to be signed on, it doesn't get done in a Congress that is often busy with introductions of pieces of legislation. But as you probably recall, I was one of the co-authors of a similar legislation here in Minnesota when I was in the State House with Mary Kodish Bodine,
yeah.
And Jamie and Peggy Flanagan. And so, you know, these are issues that I continue to amplify my time in Congress. It's really important for us to remember that we cannot allow the erasure of the cruelty this country has shown Indigenous communities. And it's certainly important for us to not only address the violence that Indigenous women face, but it's also really important for us to remember that we have to address the disparities that also exist, whether it is within the criminal justice system, in healthcare, in fair wages, and even in addressing tribal sovereignty issues.
Yeah, wow, that's a great answer. You know, Native women and youth are also sex trafficked as a disproportionate amount. How can this be addressed in the Congress when you're reelected?
sorry, ask that question again. I didn't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Native women and youth are also sex trafficked at a disproportionate amount. You know, how can this be addressed in Congress? And again, after you get elected, so I'm already got you elected, reelected. So, you know, how can we address these issues, these Native issues in Congress?
Yeah, I mean, these are the sensitive issues that need an equity lens in order to be able to address, right? Oftentimes, there aren't enough perspectives. Voices that are at the table, and it's been really quite a pleasure for me to be able to serve with four Indigenous women in the Minnesota House, and now get to do that with two women in Congress. And we're seeing the conversation change really in not just the policies that are being introduced, but the conversations that are taking place. In talking about some of the disparities that exist. When we're talking about sex exploitation, we have to remember, right, that this is rooted in that erasure, it's rooted in that invisibility, it's rooted in the lack of recognition of pain and humanity and dignity. If we haven't done really well in recognizing Indigenous women, Native American women's lives, and their existence in our communities, how can we address what happens when they are being trafficked or disappeared from our communities? And so this is really an important issue that not only we advocate on, but also address it with legislation. And as you alluded to, that's what the Savannah Act does, and mm-hmm. some of the other policies that we're working on in addressing the core of these issues as well, too.
Right. And how important do you think it is to have, and I know we had 45's daughter in town yesterday and really didn't reach out to anybody other than the BIA about the murder missing Indigenous group at the BIA. How important do you think it is to reach out people that are survivors and also people like House Representative Mary Kunish Podine, who did the bill. It seems like they just came in the back door and did a quick photo op and left. What is your thoughts on that, what happened yesterday?
I mean, it's paramount to reach out, right? You can't expect to educate and uplift voices when you are not even willing to bring them to the table. And it's been really, you know, sad to see the ways in which that erasure I talked about earlier continues to appear, even as these issues get addressed. Just think about how powerful it would have been to have Mary, Jamie, Peggy at the table yesterday, not only uplifting the work that they have diligently done, but also talking about the importance of having their visible representation on behalf of a community that has been invisible, marginalized, and brutalized for so long. So I really think it is important, and I've done that in, you know, the roundtables that we have hosted in regards to the Native American community in addressing mm-hmm. concerns. We have done that in the House as we have worked with the two women that get to be the first in mm-hmm. bringing forth solutions and having briefings and talking about these issues, not just for our Indigenous brothers and sisters here, but also, you know, Indigenous communities around, you know, South America and Central America. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So now I've got my questions out of the way. I'd like you to speak your truth and what you'd like to talk about. Also, I'd like you to give out your website so people can donate. And could you do that for us, Ilhan?
Yeah, so our website is ilhanomar.com. As many people know, we are 2 weeks exactly away from the upcoming primary, which is on August 11th. We're facing opponents who are really being funded by folks who are in favor of chants like Send Her Back, who don't believe in our right to be, not just in Congress, but in this country. The vast majority of the resources that are funding our opponent come from Trump and Mitch McConnell donors, who are not only invested in stopping our ability to advocate on behalf of our constituents, but also just stopping the kind of representation we are providing for marginalized communities. You know, it's been really the honor of my life to get the opportunity to represent Minnesota's 5th. I'm the kind of person who takes pride not only in showing up, building coalitions, and organizing our communities to dream big and fight hard, but also delivering on the promises that I made, whether it is standing with my constituents on picket lines, showing up with them at rallies and transferring their cries into legislation, as we did with the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, or, you know, addressing issues with eviction and the economic crisis that many of our communities are faced with the pandemic by introducing the Rent and Mortgage Cancellation Act. And so we're really excited about the kind of opportunities we have after we win this election, and our ability to continue the conversation.
Well, I'm really excited to have you on, and this has really been really good to have you on. Brett from the station has a quick question. The producer, if you don't mind answering his quick question.
Yeah, just a quick question for you here, Ilhan. As you alluded to, this is a very expensive race, as your opponent on both the Democrat and the Republican side have raised a lot of money. And what are your thoughts on campaign finance reform so we can actually get towards campaigns that are more about issues instead of just sending out mailers and running TV ads and so on and so on?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, you know, divisive and hateful messages that often are penetrating the TV stations and our TV screens at this moment. And it is precisely the reason why we have fought against dark money in our campaigns. It's important for people to know who is seeking to represent them and what is it that they are willing to do on behalf of them when they go and get the opportunity to represent them in Congress. And we don't get to do that when you have the kind of bombardment that is taking place right now with the airwaves. You know, I don't really know much about my opponents, but I know that as, you know, someone who spent her entire career fighting for working families and as a former ACME member who believes working families should have not just a seat at the table, but have a champion, I know that one of my opponents used to be a partner at Jackson Lewis, which is one of the most notorious union-busting firms in the country, the kind of people that you call in to strip workers of rights. And he has been a lead attorney in defending employers who have not only wanted to fire someone because they were pregnant, but also has defended, you know, people who were accused of sexual harassment, and has said that women who come forward with sexual harassment cases give a scarlet letter to the employer. And so it's kind of shameful, really, to have a person like that now running to unite our district when we can clearly understand the kind of unity that he has been for, which is to unite companies with their resources and disconnect workers from the resources that they need in order to survive.
Yeah, Congressman Omar, we really appreciate your time here. Brett Johnson and Robert Pilot here on the show. One final question before we let you go here. Obviously, we are looking at renewing another stimulus act in addition to what we had passed with the CARES Act. And what has me concerned is when this bill ends up going and being reconciled between the House and the Senate, because unfortunately, we're likely to get some poison pills put in that Senate bill, whether it's the payroll tax cut or others. So how do you try to work through, at least on the House side, to make sure that we can at least get people help but not put in some of these really toxic things into the bill, like a payroll tax cut or other provisions?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really important to us to put workers first, right, and families first. And so we have put forth the priority things that we need, which include the ability to sustain that extra $600 for people in their unemployment benefits, to get resources like hazard pay for our frontline workers, to get another stimulus check so that money can be put directly into the pockets of families, but to also help our small businesses that are struggling. And there are no, you know, some policies that are no starter, and cuts to payroll tax is one of those. And so we're hoping that we will hold the front line and advocate as aggressively as we can to try to make sure priority rests with the people that are struggling economically and those who have faced economic and social neglect way before this pandemic hit, and that we utilize the government's resources in caring for our most vulnerable.
Pini Gigi, House Representative Ilhan Omar, thank you so much for being on our show today and the great answers. You and the posse, we're so proud of you as a Native American. Sharice Davis is Ho-Chunk, and so am I. And we're just so proud, to have you on, and second, being our person in Minnesota, really representing us well. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. The honor is all mine. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to update you guys on what we've been up to. Thank you.
Pini Gigi. Hey, this is FYI Politics Rock the Vote Native Style. Up next, House Representative Mary Kunish Podine.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, this is Chad Hobart with Social Media MN. If you're running for office or a grassroots ballot initiative, getting out door-to-door made a lot of sense before coronavirus. Progressive candidates historically win elections with one-to-one voter contact, door knocking, and by organizing. With coronavirus, candidates and ballot initiatives need to pivot and recalibrate with a digital marketing strategy to provide one-to-one voter contact and organizing opportunities. An effective digital strategy will likely determine if your race goes blue this year or whether you're singing the blues. So, if you want to be singing Hail to the Chief on Election Day, Social Media MN can help. For a hassle-free consultation, contact us today at 763-244-4058. That's 763-244-4058. Or visit us online at socialmediamn.com. That's socialmediamn.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. And right now, Cafe Latte has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity. So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
We are the Lusa Nation.
Everybody out there, FYI Politics presents Rock the Vote Native Style. And it wouldn't be a show on AM 950 if we didn't have House Representative Mary Kunish Podine on our show. She's a regular on Native Roots Radio, presents I'm Awake, and she's on. She's been on many times, Pilots Progressive Party, and then she does the helps me out with the symposium, the Native Symposium, which we're having tonight. Pini Gigi for being on, House Representative Mary Kunish Podine.
No, it's always my pleasure, Robert, to be on one of your shows. It just wouldn't be a complete week without that.
So yesterday we had we saw each other yesterday. Can you talk a little bit about what happened here in the last 5 minutes of the show? It's great to have you on, but wow, what a day, huh?
Yeah, it was an incredible day. It took me a long time to come down from the adrenaline and the excitement of it all, but the gist of it is that the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, came to Minnesota for a visit to cut the ribbon for a new office that is going to be here in Minnesota to investigate the cold cases of our missing and murdered Indigenous women, which, you know, is a fabulous idea and love to have that kind of support, especially from the federal government. But unfortunately, this was coming down directly from the federal government without the consultation of many of the people here in Minnesota that have worked so hard to build up this Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Task Force here in Minnesota. And I am the author of the bill and chair of the task force. And folks would ask, well, are you upset that you were not invited to this, you know, this public display of this new office? And that wasn't what I was upset about at all. I was not, you know, upset that I didn't get invited to the party per se. But what really rankled is that they had not communicated with the task force. They have not worked with us in any way, shape, or form as a state task force. And, you know, I just passed a bill to extend that task force for 6 months so that we could tie up the loose threads to the final report. And that report is out in December by legislative schedule. And we just felt like we were going to need another 6 months. We couldn't get any money from our state government to help support that. So we're going to try to get it done anyway. But I did reach out to federal folks and say, is there a grant? Is there any money that we can use for the extension of the Missing Murder Task Force? And there was none. And now all of a sudden they're popping in less than 100 days from the election. And by they, I mean Trump's, you know, folks, with this incredible department that nobody's heard of, has no idea what the plan is, how they might work with any of us, just nothing. And it really felt like a political opportunity for more of a campaign hit or a political hit rather than saying, we're here to work with you. And some of the comments that Ivanka Trump made about how concerned her father has always been about our Native folks just does not ring true when you look at the havoc and the underfunding that he and his administration have shown since he was elected. You know, actions speak much, much louder over time than a little crumb here and a little crumb there. And I think that's what our American Indian folks have experienced historically time and time and time again. And this just felt like one of those empty promises without consultation. And so right, we had, you know, over 50 folks there to protest, and it was just a beautiful, grand day to make some good trouble.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, a photo op, and yeah, Trump's always been concerned with us because his casinos go down the tubes and ours are successful, so that's, he's always been concerned. But, you know, I'm really excited. This is a first show of Rock the Vote Native Style, and what a show. We had Ilham on, Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350, who's helping with this show and with this really push to get the natives out to vote. Because as we know, we could turn not only Minnesota in a lot of elections, but we could turn a lot of states that are blue if we just got our native relatives out to vote.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think our American Indian friends and neighbors are some of the lowest voters. Many of them just really did not have any idea that they have the power to vote in our general elections. They thought, you know, I've mentioned or talked with a number of people who are like, you know what, we didn't even know we could vote in those elections. We just thought local and tribal elections. And so there's been a lot of work educating our communities, especially those that are you know, far away and not in the mix of everything. One of the biggest issues is location of polling. So, of course, now that we can vote by mail, it's going to make all of the difference because there's kind of no excuse why a person would not vote in any of our elections. So I want to encourage you all to go online to the Secretary of State's office. You can request an early ballot. It will go to your home. You fill it out. In the past, you've had to have somebody there to verify and sign their name that you had signed your name. But because of the COVID virus, that has been waived. So request that ballot. It comes to your house. You fill it out. You put it back in the envelope and send it back. And you have just voted right down the line. We have primaries coming up here in August.
Mary, thank you so much for being on the first show, Rock the Vote Native Style. Thank you so much for the information. Up next, the Matt McNeil Show. This is Robert Pilot saying, hi, Huoni. See you later.